If you have a Bible handy, you might want to grab it and turn to Psalm 37. David wrote Psalm 37 in his old age. Verse 25 says, "I have been young and now am old." David is not teaching theory in this psalm. He is writing from personal experience, what he knew to be true because he had experienced it in his life. Over the last few weeks, the last few days, we have been watching people engaged in rioting and looting and arson and lawlessness, not just in Minneapolis, but in major cities across the country. The police weren't stopping them. No one was opposing them. And we think, why are people getting away with doing these things? It's easy to become frustrated and even angry when we see what's going on around us. And David's message in this psalm is, don't worry, don't fret because of evildoers. Don't be envious of those who live sinful lifestyles and seem to have everything they want, everything their heart desires. Verse 1 of the psalm says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Compared to eternity, their time here on earth is short. Their time can be compared to grass that is cut down or plants that wither and die. Their time on earth is short. Verse 20 says, "But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadow, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away." But you, child of God, you have eternity to look forward to. Eternity in heaven with God. Verse 18 says, "The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever." In this psalm, David gives us five instructions. Instructions for all believers, but I think instructions that are particularly good for those of you who are graduating. The first one is found in verse 3. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness." The first instruction is to trust in the Lord. Lean on the Lord. Have confidence in him. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in the world. Don't trust in things. When we trust in the Lord, we tend to do what is right. But when we trust in ourselves or we trust in something other than the Lord, we tend to do what is wrong. The second instruction is found in verse 4. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." The word delight literally means to be soft or pliable. When you delight in something, your heart is not hard or resistant towards that thing. So the idea is your heart is soft and pliable towards God. Make him the joy and rejoicing of your heart. And then God's promise is, "And he shall give you the desires of your heart." Now that's quite a promise. How can God make such a promise? To give you the desires of your heart. Because when we delight in the Lord, he becomes the desire of our hearts. So in essence, he is promising us himself, to know him, to love him, to live for him, to please him. The third instruction is found in verse 5. "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Commit means to roll. The idea is to roll your way upon the Lord. Leave guidance for your life with him, every aspect of your life, whether big or small, whether important or unimportant. Roll it all onto him. The Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, and the Septuagint translates this verse this way: "Reveal thy way unto the Lord." Spread your way out before the Lord and trust him to bring it to a good end. We find the fourth instruction in verse number 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Rest in the Lord. The word rest literally means to be dumb, not to be ignorant of information, but to be dumb in the sense of being quiet, being silent. Be quiet before the Lord. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Stop talking and just listen to the Lord. You don't have to frantically run about trying to make everything fall into place. You can sit back and you can rest in the Lord. Just relax. Rest in the Lord. The fifth instruction is found in three verses. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And verse 34, it's repeated again, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Wait for the Lord. The word wait means to bind together. And when we wait on the Lord, we allow our will to be bound together with his will, our way to be bound together with his way, our desires to be bound together with his desires. Men especially do not like to wait. We like to get going. We like to be busy. We like to be doing something. We like to get things done. But it's important to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and let him work. When you're graduating, it can be especially hard to wait on the Lord. You want to know right now, what will I do? Where will I go? With whom will I be? With whom will I spend my life? Just be patient and wait on the Lord. When we follow these instructions, here's what you can count on. Verses 23 and 24 say this, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Now, just a reminder, the only way we can be good is when we are in Jesus Christ. Christ is the only one who's good. He's the only one who can make us good. So this is a promise to believers, to those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The word ordered means to establish on a firm foundation. God has established a path for your life. It's a path that's on a firm foundation. And God wants you to follow that path. You might wonder, will I like that path? Will I enjoy that path? Will that path be a good path for me? Well, God says this about the path that he has ordained for you. He says that he, the Lord, delights in his way. The Lord delights in the path that he has established for you. Delight means to be pleased with, to take pleasure in. So God himself takes pleasure. He is pleased with the path that he has ordained for your life. You can trust God with the direction of your life. You can trust him with your path because it is a good path. It's the right path. And his promise goes on to say this, though he fall, though the good man fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You'll discover as you go through life, you won't always be successful. You won't always be successful spiritually. You won't always be successful financially. You won't always be successful in the things you pursue in this life. But when you fall, when you fail, you can count on the fact that God is there to lift you up. God is there to pick you up. Trust in the Lord. Delight in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Rest in the Lord and wait on the Lord. He will establish your path. He will lead you in a delightful way. He will be with you, and He will lift you up even when you stumble and fall. Wow, what great instruction and what a great promise for all Christians, but especially for those of you who are looking ahead in life, who are pursuing God's path for your life. You can trust Him. You can follow Him. He has a good way planned for you.